From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news, first day headlines. Inflation target can be maintained until the end of 2020. Indonesian government to bear expenses of COVID-19 medical services. Now the news in detail. Two Indonesian citizens were positively infected with the coronavirus or COVID-19. The news was announced directly by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Monday, March 2, during the press conference attended by Health Minister Agus Purtranto, the President conveyed that the confirmation of the two Indonesian citizens infected by the coronavirus was due to the fact that they had met with Japanese citizen who was also suffering from coronavirus.
Minggu yang lalu ada informasi bahwa ada orang Jepang.
Last week, there was information that there were Japanese people who visited Indonesia and then stayed in Malaysia, and when they were checked in the country, they were positively infected. The team from Indonesia directly traced the Japanese people on persons they had met during their visit to Indonesia and finally found the result. They come to a conclusion that the Japanese citizens who have been affected by the coronavirus kept in touch with two people in Indonesia, a mother who is 64 years old and her daughter who is 31 years old. While they were checked by Indonesian team, apparently they were in a sick condition. And in that morning, I got a report from the Minister of Health. In fact, the mother and her daughter are positive corona. Furthermore, head of state assured that the mother and her daughter have been in a safe handling at the Sulianti Saroso Infection Hospital. President Joko Widodo guarantees that the government is ready to handle coronavirus patients. The medical tools are based on international standards, which have also been prepared to treat coronavirus patients. However, the budget to overcome the coronavirus has also been allocated. The Indonesian government will pay for health services for coronavirus COVID-19 patients, as stipulated in the Health Minister's Decree Number HK.01.07/MENKES/104/2020 on coronavirus infection as disease that could cause outbreak and its mitigation. The decree was signed by the Health Minister on February 4, 2020. As quoted by Antara News Agency, M. Iqbal Anas Ma'ruf, spokesman of the BPJS Health, explained on Tuesday that the COVID-19 disease had been declared as an extraordinary event, so its medical service costs were not covered by the National Health Insurance, BPJS. President Joko Widodo revealed in Jakarta on Monday that the Indonesian government had raided over 100 hospitals with the application of WTO-required service and facility standards throughout the nation to handle coronavirus infection cases. The world has entered uncharted territory in its battle against the deadly coronavirus, the UN Health Agency warned, as new infections dropped dramatically in China on Tuesday, but surged abroad with the US death toll rising to 6. As quoted by AFP.com on March 3, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Monday stated that WHO is in uncharted territory. According to the World Health Organization, globally, the virus has killed more than 3,100 people and infected over 90,000, even as a clear shift in the crisis emerges, with nine times as many cases recorded outside China as inside. China has imposed draconian quarantines and travel restrictions to keep large swathes of the population indoors for weeks, a strategy that appears to have paid off as new cases have been falling this month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned on Monday that millions of migrants would soon head for Europe, drawing accusations from European Union leaders that he is trying to pressure them into backing his incursions into Syria. As quoted by AFP.com, on March 3, Turkey gave the green light to refugees and migrants on Friday to leave for the European Union, and thousands have since massed at the Greek border, triggering fears of an influx like that which poisoned European politics in 2015. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described Turkey's move as unacceptable, and European Union Migration Commissioner Margaritis Schinas said nobody could blackmail or intimidate the European Union. But Turkey, which hosts roughly 4 million refugees, is trying to hold off another mass influx from Syria. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government is to outline its plan to contain the spread of coronavirus involving possible school closures, event cancellations, and bringing NHS staff out of retirement. Unnecessary travel could be curbed and people urged to work from home. Legislation will be introduced to ensure ministers who have the powers to prepare for a widespread outbreak. As quoted by BBC.com, on March 3, the Chancellor says this month's budget will see help for the health services and economy in the face of the threat. It comes after Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday warned there could be significant expansion in the United Kingdom cases as the number rose to 39. The U.S. is placing new restrictions on Chinese news outlets, forcing them to cut nearly half of their U.S.-based staff. The move to limit the number of reporters is being seen as a retaliation for Beijing's expulsion of two U.S. journalists last month. Five Chinese state outlets will be forced to reduce their U.S. staff by 40%. U.S. officials accuse China of a crackdown on free speech not seen since the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War. The U.S. State Department said it was hearing of increasing harassment and surveillance of American and other foreign journalists in China. As quoted by BBC.com, on March 3, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that five media outlets, including China's official news agency Xinhua, would be required to reduce their total number of staff to 100 from 160. The last item. Financial markets bounced back on Monday, buoyed by hopes that central banks will intervene to protect markets from the impact of the coronavirus. As quoted by BBC.com on March 3, the Dow Jones surged 5.1%, ending nearly 1,300 points higher after more modest gains in Europe. Stock markets in Asia were broadly higher for the second day in a row on Tuesday. The rebound followed the worst weekly performance for major stock markets since the 2008 financial crisis. Investors have been worried about the impact of the coronavirus as it spreads outside of China. The outbreak has led to travel restrictions, manufacturing shortages, and reduced shopper demand in some countries. Australia's central bank has cut interest rates to record lows in what is expected to be the first in a spate of stimulus measures around the world to fight the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Post Announcement of Coronavirus Infection Case in Indonesia. Well, listener, President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday announced that in Indonesia there were two people tested positive for the coronavirus COVID-19. He also said that the two Indonesian citizens had shared a close contact with Japanese citizen who came to Indonesia. The Japanese citizen was detected to suffer coronavirus after leaving Indonesia and arrived in Malaysia. With this announcement, for the first time, there is detection of person infected with the coronavirus in Indonesia. Previously, there were a number of Indonesian citizens who were infected with the virus, but they were outside of Indonesia. Take, for example, one of Indonesian citizens was in Singapore, and nine Indonesian citizens were infected with the coronavirus while working as a crew of Diamond Princess cruise ship. Previously, the Indonesian government statement that the country was negative of the coronavirus was doubted by various parties, such as the Secretary General of the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison. However, HW representative in Indonesia, Dr. Farhani Tahrant, in an interview with Compass Daily, acknowledged that Indonesia had taken concrete steps to be ready to face the spread of COVID-19. He also said that his side, along with the Minister of Health and a number of partners in Indonesia, monitors and prepares the system. Farhani Tahrant further remarked that currently Indonesia has necessary test kits to quickly conduct special tests to detect COVID-19 infection. The government has also tried to disseminate to the public what should be done to prevent the transmission of the disease, which hospitals are prepared to deal with patients with coronavirus infection, and what steps had been taken by the government to prevent the entry of this virus. Now, with the positive status of being infected by COVID-19, the Indonesian people must overcome this situation with a different approach. Prevention of wider spread of infection is the responsibility of not only the government, but also all stakeholders. In this regard, regions and mayors must play a major role in leading the residents to prevent the spread of this disease. The pattern must now be community-based. All components of the nation must collaborate, and each individual must be given knowledge about how to transmit this disease and how to protect themselves from being infected. While listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history begins with March the 3rd, 1974, Turkish Airlines aircraft accidents. The McDonnell Douglas DC-10 aircraft owned by Turkish Airlines crashed near Paris, France on March the 3rd, 1974 and killed 345 passengers and crew. Turkish Airlines Flight 981, which flew from Ankara to London via Paris, fell a few minutes after taking off, leaving a trail nearly 2 kilometers in Menonville Forest. Turning to March the 3rd, 1992, Bosnia's independence. On March the 3rd, 1992, through the holding of a referendum, the majority of the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina agreed to secession from Yugoslavia and established the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Lisbonian's independence became the beginning of the biggest ethnic war in contemporary European history. This war occurred because ethnic Serbs living in Bosnia boycotted the referendum and a war broke out between Serbia and Bosnia. Serbian soldiers carried out mass killings of Bosnian Muslims. I conclude with March the 3rd, 2007, the World Hearing Day is celebrated for the first time. World Hearing Day is a campaign from the World Health Organization, WHO, to prevent blindness and deafness. The purpose of this commemoration is to share and raise issues related to preventing hearing loss and increasing hearing health care. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
There was the song entitled Indonesia Bersatulah, sung by Samsons. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.winews.id. Next, we're going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, entitled Indonesian Government Wants More Cooperation with Bangladeshi State-Owned Company. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir said that Indonesia and Bangladesh have bilateral relations in terms of politics, economy, and trade. He mentioned that cooperation in several sectors proves that Indonesia pays serious attention to Bangladesh. He also explained that the value of cooperation between the two countries was recorded to increase from $1.45 billion in 2014 to $1.97 billion in 2018. This was stated by Minister Erick when receiving a visit from Bangladesh Minister of Railways Nurul Islam Sujan at the office of the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises in Jakarta on Friday, escorted by republica.co.id page. Minister Erick wants to ensure that relations between the two countries continue to be well established. He also expressed his appreciations to Bangladesh, which has been cooperating with Indonesian state-owned enterprises since 2006 to supply locomotives to Bangladesh. He perceives that Indonesia is waiting for support to develop the economy in Bangladesh. In addition, Minister Erick explained that from 2005 until now, there have been 5 contract agreements between the Bangladesh Railroad and the Indonesian railway sector. One of them is PT Inka, which has a cooperation agreement as many as 450 railroad cars produced by PT Inka that have operated in Bangladesh. Minister Erick Thohir added that currently PT Inka was given the opportunity to take part in the bidding of 1,050 train cars with the values of hundreds of millions of US dollars. He also said that this was part of the development of the Indonesian railroad industry, which was focused not only within the country, but also in other countries such as Bangladesh. He added beside cooperations with PT Inka, there were other opportunities for cooperation, such as the construction of the power plant and LNG through PT Pertamina and PT PLN. He added that the electricity is very important in developing the economy, so this opportunity for cooperation is something that must be discussed in the future. Minister Erick also took advantage of the opportunity to offer cooperation in terms of human resource development through training workers in Bangladesh, as well as hospital management to address health issues in the country. He hopes that in the future, Indonesia and Bangladesh can establish cooperations in other sectors. Meanwhile, Bangladeshi Minister of Railways, Nurul Islam Sujan, also expressed his interest in discussing and exploring the possibility of cooperation in terms of railroad transportation for the common welfare of the two countries. Minister Nurul Islam Sujan also wants to call for Indonesia to invest in Bangladesh's infrastructure sector. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Bintang di langit, kelip engkau di sana, memberi cahayanya di setiap insan. Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau datang, memberi kerinduan di salam mimpi-mimpinya.
Sinar hilang takut setiap saat. Bintang pun tersenyum.
memberikan kerinduan di sela mimpi-mimpinya.
You have just listened to a song entitled Bintang. Listener, for the next segment, we will present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you about Doreng Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. Sika Regency on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara, has various interesting tourism objects which are worth visited. One of them is Doreng Beach. The beauty of Doreng Beach cannot be separated from a combination of white sand and coral rocks which stretches for 4 kilometers. Moreover, enchantment of sunset in the west part of Doreng Beach can be enjoyed by visitors. Doreng Beach is located at Nanbura Village, Bola Subdistrict, Sika Regency. The distance from Maumere, the capital city of Sika Regency, to Doreng Beach is about 40 kilometers. If using motor vehicle, it takes only 1 hour heading to the beach. Along the trip to Doreng Beach, your eyes will be spoiled with beautiful scenery. There is panorama of mountain and hills and also shady trees along the street. Arriving on the beach, you will directly see the stretch of white sand as long as 4 kilometers. On the beach, you can swim and sunbathe on the white sand. You can take shelter under shady trees when the sun shines brightly. The stretch of white sand combines with the coral rocks become the most favorite spot for selfie. If you want to travel to Doreng Beach, I suggest you to bring your own foods and beverages because there is no available food stall at the beach. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Doreng Beach in East Nusa Tenggara.
Bersamamu.
Kini ku tahu bahwa
You have just listened to a song entitled Bawalah Cintaku or Bring My Love, sung by Afghan. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In the program Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program that introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Fasilitas di Dapur, or in English, Facilities in the Kitchen. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on fasilitas di dapur or facilities in the kitchen. Kevin is in a boarding house. He asks about kitchen facilities that could be used.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, fasilitas di dapur. Fasilitas di dapur, which means facilities in the kitchen. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Dapur. Dapur, which means kitchen. Ini. Ini, which means this. Itu. Itu, which means that or the. Kulkas. Kulkas, which means refrigerator. Alat masak. Alat masak, which means cookware. Di mana dapurnya? Di mana dapurnya, which means where is the kitchen? Ini dapurnya. Ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? Tentu saja boleh. Tentu saja boleh. Which means, of course you can. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci. Which means, after being used, wash it immediately. conversation you heard ini dapurnya. Ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. And apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means can I use this refrigerator? In this phrase, there is the word ini. Ini, which means this. The word is used to refer to something that is located not far from the speaker. So the sentence, ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen, shows that the location of the kitchen is close to the speaker. Then the expression, apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? Shows that the location of the refrigerator is close to the speaker. Let's listen to the other examples. Kamar ini bagus. Kamar ini bagus, which means this room is nice. Buku ini mahal. Buku ini mahal, which means this book is expensive. Next in the conversation, you also heard, apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Which means, can I use that cookware? In that phrase, there is the word itu. Itu, which means that. The word is used to designate something far from the speaker. So the sentence, apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu? Apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu, which means can I use that or the cookware, indicates that the location of the cookware is far from the speaker. Let's listen to some examples. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah, which means that Mount Rinjani is very beautiful. Gedung itu sangat tinggi. Gedung itu sangat tinggi, which means that building is very tall. Ini and itu, or this and that, are used to designate something. Usually, ini and itu appear after or before the noun. For example, buku ini, which means this book. Pensil ini, which means this pencil. Kantin itu, which means the canteen or that canteen. Kamar itu, which means that room. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Jangan kau khawatir sahabatku, langit tak selamanya kelabu. Bila sang mentari telah bersinar, esok kita kan berlayar lagi. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. seakan tak lepas dari jalanmu, mengurung semua ruangmu, dan hanya kecewa jadi pijakan. Kini ku kan ada di sampingmu.
There was a song entitled Berlayar Lagi, sung by The Cinnamons. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.winews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malay song entitled 100% Kangen, which will be sung by Bian Pagindas. The song 100% Kangen tells a story of someone's longing to his lover. In his loneliness, he hopes the beloved lover will be back again. In this song, Bian Pagindas had packaged the song with an easy listening and simple music arrangement. Moreover, Bian Pagindas did not put many instruments in it. The song only accompanied with acoustic guitar, piano, and simple orchestra to build a melancholy atmosphere. In general, the lyrics of 100% Kangen are created with beautiful words, even it is heart more poetic. The poetic lyric describes more feeling of longing and hopes which becomes messages of the song. The song 100% Kangen was the first single of Bian Pagindas band. Bian Pagindas band consists of three personals, namely Ardi Winata the guitarist, Aji Hangesti the bassist, and Safir the drummer. Well, listener, let's listen to the song 100% Kangen, sung by Bian Pagindas. Enjoy the song.
Jangan rasa betapa beratnya kulalui hari tanpa kasihmu. Sungguh-sungguh hatiku rasa gelisah tanpa cinta kasih darimu. Bayang dirimu tak pernah pergi buat rasa rindu. Datanglah engkau duhai kekasih, temani diriku arungi sepi. Gelisah diriku sungguh tak bertepi, sampai rasa ini terbawa mimpiku. Seratus persen kini ku rasa di hati kangen sama kamu. Ku merasa betapa beratnya ku lalui hari tanpa kasihmu. Sungguh-sungguh hatiku rasa gelisah tanpa cinta kasih darimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lupa buang semua lalu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maksud amarahmu, membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. You can give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and you can also send us your email to our email address voi@voinews.id.